is the drummer for ZZ Top, and he's the one without the beard. Ironic. Now, you've seen ZZ Top, and you've seen them big old furry guitars. Pretty cool, huh? How did that come about? Well, when they were doing Eliminator, MTV was in full swing, and visuals were definitely as important as the songs. So aside from the Eliminator car and the hot babes they put in the video, it was the debut of the spinning furry guitars on the song Legs. Billy Gibbons explains where those furry guitars came from.
The furry guitar was definitely an inspiration from Bo Diddley. He had chopped and channeled his own versions of the electric Spanish six-string for years and years. And one made an appearance covered in kind of like a shag carpet, having made friends with Mr. Bo Diddley. Well, he said, go get yourself a sheepskin. He said, it'll probably work for you.
And he was right. Here's a little story from rock and roll back timing. Randy Bachman, you know, from Bachman Turner Overdrive in 1974, they were riding high. They were recording their Not Fragile album at Sound City Studios in Van Nuys, California. He crossed paths at the time with Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham. They had an album out, and some people liked it. Polygram, though, dropped it. They didn't like it. And so they said, hey, you should sign these guys. And he was busy at the time. So he's in the recording studio. An engineer took the weekend off. They got a substitute engineer named Richard Gashett. And he was one of those guys. Back in those days, people in the mailroom and janitors actually moved up. He ended up writing with Fleetwood Mac for decades. And he got a production credit on the Bachman Turner Overdrive album. So later, in the same year, Mick Fleetwood looks for a replacement for singer and guitarist Bob Welch. He hears that recording of Buckingham Nicks and signs him, except he only wanted Buckingham. He didn't want Stevie Nicks. And Buckingham said, you gotta have my girlfriend. And the funny thing was, he did. Not only did he have to hire Stevie Nicks, but he had an affair with her. So he really did have Buckingham's girlfriend. Then in 2018, Stevie had Lindsey fired from the band. Oh, the soap opera.